Gracias, presidente.
Thank you, President. An action two, and I apologize for taking so much time. Action two, to delete the phrase evidence-based, because it is not clear what this evidence is, who selects the evidence, and this is why we think the national strategies and work plans are prepared on the basis of what already exists. But evidence-based is not clear, and it varies from one place to another. Action 2, subparagraph 2, we think that when we say obligations under the convention, we should say under the relevant obligations. We should add the word relevant between obligations. The reason being that it depends whether the obligation applies to some country or another, because, for example, we don't need to carry out land clearance from cluster munitions in our country. Action 3, we believe that after provide, we should provide specific targeted assistance. Action 4, the first paragraph, and of course, Cuba supports everything that is said here, but we believe that the part of the sentence informed the implementation of the convention is perhaps superficial, because the gender perspective and support for children is not connected to the implementation of all aspects of the convention, and not all countries need to implement this because we do not have cluster munitions on our territory. Action 4, reference to mine action. And we believe that this should be deleted, and I'd like to respond to some colleagues that spoke emphatically about the issue of synergies. Now, Cuba has no problems with the synergies that this convention may have with other legal instruments, but we believe that we should not focus on one single instrument, even if it may be very relevant. We believe that our proposal is to have a text that reflects the same exact thing without including some language that may not be supported by everyone. And also from a legal point of view, because I'm a lawyer and like to respond in legal terms, when the convention talks about removing the rests of cluster munitions, this term is not used. We use the term clearance. So we have no problems of using the language that is contained in the convention. So what we're proposing, and when we go through the text, we should see that the convention refers to mine on two occasions, in Ottawa Convention and in Article 1.3, where the convention does not apply to mines. So I hope everyone understands what this all means legally. Otherwise, we don't think that our work will be productive. So in order to facilitate your work, President would like this paragraph to conclude by saying
unrelated actions, y acciones relativas, de forma tal
and related actions. So this will include all related actions that are linked to this convention, and that it will not focus on just one single thing. Now, action four, subpoint one, after the reference, the number of, we would like to add the word affected, the number of affected state parties, because these national work plans and integrated strategies under this action are applicable to states that are affected by this problem. Because if a state does not need to carry out action related to clearance of cluster munitions, doesn't need to reflect this in a national work plan because this is not really helpful and it's simply bureaucratic. Action 5, to remove the reference that says all conventions, but say in relevant conventions, because this is what is relevant and not referred to all. And this is just a change in language. And also in Action 5, we are proposing after the reference to
incluida su participación,
including participation, and to put active participation.
En el punto 1 de esa acción 5,
in subparagraph 1 of this action 5, after the number of, would like to include affected.
Además de esto, un indicador adicional.
And also include an additional indicator that refers to the number of states parties that seek assistance with the sponsorship program to guarantee the participation of victims in the meetings of the convention.
En la acción 6,
action 6, to remove the reference to mine actions because we believe that the standards cover everything that falls under this concept, and to state in line with the applicable international standards, and delete the reference to the IMAS, revised IMAS standards, because we see that we are talking about things in general and not just the IMAS standards. We have to refer to applicable norms of international law that include these, but obviously they include other obligations that will be implemented by countries that are parties to other conventions. For example, amended Protocol 2 to the CCW in Cuba. Now, in case of other countries, this could relate to the Ottawa Convention.
En el punto uno de esa acción seis,
igual. In point one of action six, of course, we need to include affected states parties and conclude by saying applicable international standards and not just limit it to the international mine action standards. So of course, these apply where relevant. Under action seven, delete the reference again to mine action. I don't need to tell you why, I've already argued that point. Under 1.1, again, include the reference to affected states parties. Action 9, after strengthen, say where appropriate and possible. Because, of course, this depends. We'd also delete the reference to relative to mine action and just leave relevant humanitarian disarmament and continue. In the indicators under this action 9, delete indicator 2 because it's not clear. On the number of formal and informal meetings of the convention that need to be organized back to back with other relative instruments, because this doesn't really say anything. Relevant instruments to this convention, there are very many, and of course states parties in each meeting decide when they're going to hold the meetings. We don't think that the action plan is the right place to say to state parties how the meetings will be organized, because that's the decision of the states parties in each and every meeting. President, I thank you for your patience, and I thank my colleagues for their patience, and I'll leave the comments of